Blog Talk Radio.
The problem of the 20th century is the question of the color line between the lighter and darker races of mankind.
You have heard so much about him, but in a few minutes you're going to hear from him.
Washed, re-educated, until the government deems them fit for circulation back into society.
There's something you have to get through your mind and keep it.
You are listening to Professor Griff on Sirius Minds Radio.
I understand the games and the tricks.
Nothing that ever came from the European mind was meant to do anything but facilitate European domination of the world.
The show that addresses the complex issues today affecting the human family from the solution-think approach that tackles confusing and complex issues through the hip-hop lens, hosted by none other than Professor Griff, the co-founding member of the legendary hip-hop group Public Enemy. This show is Real Talk that is serious for your mind radio.
That means that. Are you out of your freaking mind?
Join us here at Sirius Minds Radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. every week. Or log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Sirius Minds. Or you can call and listen in 347-633-9644. Sirius Minds for Sirius Minds. Seriously.
You are listening to Professor Griff on Sirius Minds Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sirius Minds. The call in number is 347-633-9644. We will be right back.
We don't have anything to be ashamed of.
These Negroes aren't asking for no nation. We're trying to crawl back on the plantation. Our revolution is bloody. Revolution is hostile. Revolution knows no compromise.
Somebody pull a line.
Alert. This is not a test. This is an emergency. This is not a test. This is an official emergency announcement from your local broadcast station. A government-issued state of martial law is in effect. You are to stay in your home. All local, national, and international travel is hereby suspended. Any person found on the streets with melanin will be detained indefinitely. Again, this is an emergency.
Look, man, I am tired of this. I am not passing. I am black. You hear me, man? You understand, I am black. I'm a nigga, you understand me? I was born black, I live black, and I'm gonna die probably because I'm black. Because some cracker that knows I'm black better than you, nigga, is probably gonna put a bullet in the back of my head.
Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate? You should ask who yourself, who taught you to hate being what God gave you.
There's a lot of problems. You could let 1% of the people have all the nation's wealth. You could help your rich friends get richer by cutting their taxes and bailing them out when they gamble and lose. You can ignore the needs of the poor for healthcare and education.
Why you wanna kill God? Now why you wanna kill God?
So let me introduce the some, reintroduce the others, and allow those of you that are out there to get acquainted with my brother and friend, Brother Professor Griff, as we welcome him. Brother Griff, are you there? I'll make sure we get him up. So stay tuned, family. Obviously got my brother disconnected. We're going to go to break, come back in, and make sure that we get our brother up so that we have him up with us, because we're not going to have the problems that we had before. So in the meantime, in between time, listen to this message, get my brother up, and we're coming right back in with the professor.
You're listening to Serious Minds Radio with your host, Professor Griff of Public Enemy. Serious Minds for Serious Times. Seriously.
Check 1 2 1 2. Check 1 2 1. System check. Wednesday. You know that direct button they have? Got that direct button. That direct. That direct. That. You probably have to go back. Some strange reason. Do you hear the delay? The latency? It's not like it's fade out every minute. Hold on. Everything else is closed on my laptop. Let me see if I can see the window. Now, normally when I do the show, I close everything down. So, there's nothing pulling. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? Yeah, that's what it does. And it's going in and out. You think it could be my internet connection? You don't think so? Right. So I think that maybe you on your computer or you on No. It's not cheap for you. I guess who's that enough to run it? I'm just fine. I gotta run it. I gotta run it to the guy. Well, I don't like the guy. Hey, only that's all you get off the guy. And Direct connect class. Hold on for a second. If I disconnected, like the main cord goes, I can pull on the trunk. Is it still playing? Test out a couple of other things since we only have a few minutes left. Oh shoot! Let me plug something. Let me see what else is in this.
Gods and goddesses, kings and queens, brothers and sisters. You're now tuned to Serious Minds Radio with the Minister of Information, Professor Griff of Public Enemy.
All right.
Serious Minds Radio with Professor Griff, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Serious Minds. That's SIRIUSMINDC. Call in number 347.
Hold on. Oh.
control, you become the prey.
And let one of those guys move her to a nice area.
No, stop it. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Did we ever find out why our associate producer's carrying around a taser?
No, we need to talk to her.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. We also got some rumors, G.
Yes, we'll talk about Rick Ross, what's going on with that case with his groundskeeper and the alleged pistol whipping that went down.
All right, what you hearing now? That's coming from my cell phone.
Also, Chris Rock, turns out his jokes were a little bit tamed down for the actual Oscars. Now they're saying that he had way worse things.
So, okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. We're talking Chris Rock.
Listen up. It's just
in. All the guys. The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, how did the Oscars do on Sunday night? Did it help that Chris Rock was posting? It was highly anticipated. What was he going to say? It could have been a lot worse, according to our friend Donnell Rawlings, who also knows Chris Rock pretty well. Here's what he had to say about Chris Rock's opening monologue.
I've heard on social media some people like, well, I think he might have held back, whatever. But you got to realize, too, you're appealing to like a global audience, so you can't go as hard as you want to. But the funny thing is, I saw him working out some material at the Comedy Store like 3 days before he did it. And if you thought that he went hard for that, you should have saw the stuff that didn't make TV. He had an extended version of the joke that he did or the observations he pointed out with the Jada Pinkett.
I thought Chris did a great job, and if people weren't upset, then I would say he was soft. But people are upset, so clearly he wasn't soft.
That was a great job. He did a wonderful job.
Well, they're saying that, according to Deadline, the Oscars was the least-watched Academy Awards show in the last 8 years.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you look at the numbers, they said it was less than 6% of last year, but it's still, like, 23 million people.
Right.
I mean, gee, what did they expect? Like, when you
I think they probably thought a lot of people were going to tune in just because it was so controversial this year.
But saying least-watched is like saying, you barely won, but you still won. It's 23.4 million people, less than 6%.
Still a lot of people watching.
Hey.
Now, in the past decade, what they were saying was Chris Rock hosted back in 2005, and that was the highest rated show last decade. So,
how many people?
30 million.
Okay. So 7 million less this
mm-hmm.
10 years later.
All right. In addition, Public Enemy, Fight the Power. We all appreciated that Chris Rock came out to that.
Absolutely. Dropping the clues bombs for Public Enemy, baby.
Professor Griff from Public Enemy says that he didn't appreciate it, and Public Enemy is all about change, and the Academy's efforts fly in the face of that. He said the show can't claim the blackness of Public Enemy's message. So they don't have the rights to license a song. Actually, Universal Music had the rights.
But the show may can't, but Chris Rock can.
Yeah, Chris Rock can. I swear to God, you motherfuckers better not ever have my motherfucking ass
for
the goddamn
and do what he did. Look, the expectations were way too high for Chris Rock. People wanted Chris Rock to
Charlamagne,
go out there and say,
the bitch,
Hollywood,
and the
kill Whitey. But he didn't.
That wasn't going to happen.
It was fair and balanced. It was smart. I loved
all
it.
All out well. Fucking
all right, Rick Ross has been indicted in the alleged pistol whipping of...
All right, shut up, people. That's coming from my cell phone. Let me play something on the DVD player. If I ever make that goddamn mistake. Bring. Excuse me, Professor Griff. My name is Glenda, and I'm calling from the Breakfast Club. We'd like to have you on. Yeah, no problem. What day, what time? Okay. Turn the goddamn mic on. All right, this is coming from the DVD player.
That's that he was born in Mecca, Arabia.
All right, that's coming from the DVD.
And
right.
that he had come in and out of this country for about 20 years before ever that he made himself known to us. He had studied, he says,
right,
out here.
That's all I can check
he,
right now.
Had enrolled.
Let me bring you in through the system.
And
right?
California University.
I'm going to open up your microphone.
There, and he lived with a white family out there, he says, while he was going.
Check 1212.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
All right, so everything seems to be working. It's just a little bit of latency on the through Skype, but it's better than not being connected at all through that instant, I mean that direct connect. So, yeah. All right, so I guess we just have to roll with it like that, ma'am, and let it happen. Just kind of be on standby. If everything fails on my end, then you could just pick it up and kind of take it.
I'm trying to think. When I did it, when I logged in, I used Safari.
Oh, I'm going through Firefox.
Hmm.
Think that may be the problem? We'll do another test tomorrow, and I'll go through Safari. But right now, this one's about to end because I only scheduled it for 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, yeah.
This is Sirius. The Sirius Minds radio show is now on. Call, email, text, tweet a friend, and let them know we are now on. The call-in number is 347-633.
You're tuned in to Sirius Minds Radio with Professor Griff. I'm so serious.
She needs to get a damn job. All right, now.
This is a journey.
Like to advertise on Sirius Minds Radio, please email us at SiriusMindsInfo@gmail.com.
That's SIRIUSMINDZ info@gmail.com.
You're listening to Serious Minds Radio with your host, Professor Griff of Public Enemy. Stay tuned. Serious Minds. You're tuned in to Serious Minds Radio.
We here at Serious Minds Radio welcome your questions, comments, and suggestions. Please email us at Serious Minds for Serious Minds. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hit me!
There's not a minute to spare.
Don't worry.
There's not a minute to spare.
Don't worry.
Gone. Now I dialed 911 a long time ago. Don't you see how late they're reacting? They only come and they come when they wanna. They'll get the motor truck and then bomb the corner. They don't care cause they stay paid anyway. They treat you like an ace that can't be betrayed. I know you stumble with no use people. If your life is on the line, then you're dead today. Late comers with the late comers, such as the body bag in disguise, y'all, I'll bet ya. I call them body snatchers cause they come to fetch you with an autopsy ambulance that says I text ya. They are the kings cause they swing amputations. Lose your arms, your legs, and them a compilation. I can prove it to you, watch the rotations. It all adds up to a f***ing situation. So get up and get down. 911 is joking, your town. Get up and get down. Late 911 with the late clown. Get up and get down. 911 is joking, your town. Get up and get down. Late 911 with the late clown. Never come correct. You can ask my man right here with the broken neck. He's a winner to the job, never being done. He would have been in full effect. The late 911 was a joke, cause the owl is joking. A day to talk to your life, but it's broken. They need to be in a pawn shop on them. 911 is a joke, we don't want them. I call a cow cause the cow will come quicker. The doctors huddle up and call a flea sticker. Reason why I say that cause they flick you up like fleas. They be laughing at you while you're calling on your name. Or to the stream, so go to limb. Thinking you are first when you really are him.
Still playing the whole time.
Everybody knows me. Once you saw.
did.
Huh? Oh, you on your phone? You can hear it now. You should hear the BB&Q band. That's Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens. You don't know nothing about that. You hear it? No? Get out of here. I think it has something to do with my connection. I think I need to call Comcast. I'm telling you, the modem is on the same damn desk as my equipment. So I don't know why. Gentlemen, that is the end of 10 seconds left. As Don Cornelius say, love, peace, and soul. I'm out.